Now I have Ken Brown on the line. Good morning, Ken.
How are you, Pat? How's things?
Not bad at all. Thanks for taking the call. Your exhibition called 90 Degrees in View. It's starting today in the Doorway Gallery, am I right?
Yeah, that's it. Starting tonight.
Okay.
6 o'clock start.
Okay, tell us about this. I just want to talk to you a little bit first about your background. You're living in County Meath, but you're originally a man from the Rings End area of Dublin. Is that right, Ken?
That's right. I was born in Pearse Street, and then we lived there for about 12 years, and then we moved down to Rings End.
Yeah, okay.
And then lived there for about the 20s, and then moved out.
Okay. Are you a full-time painter?
Yeah, full-time. Since I think about 10 years now at this stage.
Right, and you have a family as well. Your family lives with you in Kells, isn't that right?
Yeah, two small, a boy and a girl, and okay. Then my wife. So we all live in Kells.
Okay, how long have you been a full-time artist?
I did my first show in 2009, so I reckon from about that time it became full-time for me then. So 2009 was the first show in Dublin.
Okay, and talk to me now about the 90 Degrees in View exhibition. I've seen some of the work on the website, the Doorway Gallery website, and I'm very interested in it. And it's very, how shall I say, there's an earthiness to it, I think, Ken.
Yeah, the first time I had it, when I started painting, I got won my first award as a residency down in Kerry. And that's where I discovered that I really am interested in painting, landscape painting.
Yeah.
So for me, these were sort of, this collection of paintings, memories of just travelling around Ireland and trying to capture the colour and the texture of the land, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way it changes every few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the basis of this collection.
Yeah, but the landscape, it's a collection of landscapes, but they're not your classical style landscape, sure they're not.
No. Because I'm self-taught, so I don't really sort of have the skill of drawing. So where I'm coming from is I'm trying to capture with paint the sort of feeling that you get if you're looking at landscapes.
Yeah.
And so there wouldn't be, you'd have to look at the paintings for a while to see sort of the mountains in them and the rivers running through and obviously seascapes and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
They're not obvious to you.
Yes,
so
that's right.
You spend a lot of time looking at the paintings.
Yeah, yeah. There's a semi-abstract feel to them. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay, well, how long did it take for you to... How many paintings are in this exhibition, anyway?
There's 18 paintings altogether, and I started work in March of this year on the first sort of paintings, and then it just gradually built.
Yeah.
So we've got 18 paintings as well. A lot of big paintings. Mixture, and then there's a lot of small paintings which are painted onto paper as well.
Right.
So it's just a different sort of surface to paint on, which I like, you know.
Yeah. What medium are you using? Is it oil?
It's a mixed media. It's oil and there's acrylic in there, and then there's inks as well, and there's a mixture of a couple of things, and tempore powder as well.
What was
just
that one?
Give it there's a lot of tempore powder. It's a powder paint that you mix up. There's a lot of texture in the paintings. Like a lot of, when you're looking at the paintings on photographs, you don't see the texture.
Yeah.
You'd have to be, I think, to get the feel of it, is to go into the gallery and sort of have a look at, just to capture what the textures are doing as well. There's a lot of texture in the paintings.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Ken, you said the exhibition is starting tonight at 6 p.m. And how long is it going to run for?
It runs till the 30th of October, and then it goes to London for, I think, 2 weeks.
Right, and just for those of us who don't know where the Doorway Gallery is in Dublin, just tell us what the address of it is.
Yeah, it's 24 South Frederick Street, Dublin 2.
Right, and the exhibition will be on daily, and what about opening times for people?
The gallery's open from 10 till 5, I think it is.
Right, and
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, go on, continue, go on.
No, it's just, it's on every day, Saturdays included, from about 10 till 5 until the 30th of October.
Right, and is the gallery, it's just containing your exhibition, it's just one exhibition at a time that it holds, is it?
Yeah, upstairs is the sort of main area where the exhibitions will be held, and then downstairs is a collection of other artists that you can view as well, you know.
Okay, yeah. Right, and how long have you been painting?
I'd say about 10 years. I started studying calligraphy because I always loved handwriting. So I started studying calligraphy, and then when I was doing the calligraphy, I was messing around with sort of acrylics And then as the years went on, the acrylics got bigger and the calligraphy got smaller, and then it turned into paintings then.
Yeah.
That's how it basically started.
And is acrylics your preferred medium, or acrylics is a different
medium?
At the
moment it is. Yeah, the medium, the main thing is acrylic, because I like working fast, so it dries fast. So then I can layer on. The whole paintings are based on layers. There's layers of paint going on and being taken off all the time. So acrylic gives me that freeness to sort of dry quick, to take off, to reapply. So it's all basis of taking off paint and reapplying paint.
Yeah, how does
I'm basically trying to sculpture the sort of landscape.
Yeah. Just explain for me and the listeners what it means, saying applying paint and taking off paint. What's that process? Just explain that process to me.
Well, what you do is you put down a base over there. Say if you were to talk of blue or something, you put the blue down, then you walk over that with a black, then you take that off, you scrape it off and put it back on again. It's basically a process of just layering and layering.
Yeah.
To build up texture and pushing paint into certain shapes and then standing back. And then for me, it just gets a feel of a landscape then.
Yeah, yeah. And when do you decide the picture is finished at that rate?
I think the painting tells you itself when it's finished.
Right.
There's been situations where you've looked at paintings and, you know, you think, oh, you leave it there for a while, and then after about an hour, you look at it, it's shouting at you, listen, I'm finished. It's done, you know.
Yeah.
And then, because you can easily ruin it then by trying to work it more, you know.
Yeah, you can overdo it, like.
You can overdo it.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's a couple of paintings in this show where I've tried to get a lot of I want them to be more simple, if that makes sense, to a lot of other work that I've worked on. It's still the same process, but there's artists that I would love that I go and see, and they just have ease of, you know, when you see the painting, you just think, God, it looks so easy the way they've done it. And I've tried to capture that in some of the paintings that I've done. So I hope people see that they've realised that, you know, there's sort of an ease that's going on.
Yeah. Which artist would you be influenced by, if any, Ken?
There'd be a lot of, like Picasso, I like Picasso's work, his early black and white work, and then there's other artists like Yuri O'Donoghue would be a favourite artist of mine, and Basil Blackshaw would be very prominent in the work. I've seen his last show, they had a retrospective in the RHA, I think I went and see that about 3 or 4 times, which is done by the work, and again, getting back to that, how easy it looks. How easy these people make it look to paint, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes
that's what I love.
Sometimes you can be blown away by a painting from an artist, and you wonder, wow, how did they conceive it in their mind?
That's the feeling I got.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the feeling I got from the Basil Blackshaw, especially, and the Yuri O'Donoghue stuff is just, you know, it just makes it look so easy.
Yeah, and these are living artists, the modern day artists.
Living day.
Yeah. Okay, Ken, how easy for you is it to make a living from your work?
That's not easy. You know, you sort of, it depends on, like, I'm lucky enough that the Derby Galleries, that they do a lot of shows abroad as well, in Europe. So, you know, you're not dependent on just Ireland alone.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, so far it's been good. There's been a good response to the work, so.
Yeah.
You just basically. That's, you know, I've been lucky enough to make a living out of it. But, you know, it's not, we're not millionaires, but we're, you know, we survive. We get just enough to get a lot. Like when you say to people when they buy a paint, you're just so delighted that they buy a paint. It's just that means that they can support you more, because with the money from the paint, you can buy them, you know, more paint, canvas and stuff like that. So that sets you up.
Yeah, well, what I'm really trying to get at is breaking into the art world. It's just as difficult as anybody else who's trying to make a living out of their creativity. It's the same would apply to a musician or a writer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a hard old world out there to break into and get past a certain point, as you know, to where you're actually making a living out of what you do.
Yeah.
Not everybody gets to do that, because there are a lot of artists, there are a lot of musicians, there's a hell of a lot of writers out there all trying to get to that stage where they might someday achieve that sort of level of, you know, working for themselves, so to speak. But and having a family having a family in your case to look after as well, that can be a bit of a concern for you too, isn't that right?
Absolutely, it has its highs and lows. I mean, when you're painting and like when it's quiet at times and there's no sales coming in, you sort of you panic as such. But you just got to get on with it. And just have faith in the work and faith in yourself, and hopefully that it'll come out on the canvas. You know, you just basically have to do it. Because I remember, I was a musician before I became an artist. Mm-hmm. So I played in bands in Dublin before, you know, a long time ago. And it was the same when we were playing in bands. You just had a goal. There's a drive that keeps you going. You have to keep going, you know.
Yeah.
You can't sort of just say, okay, it's not working out.
Yeah. Well, in your case,
if that means getting a part-time job as well, you do it as well.
Yeah. Well, you got to have belief in what you're doing, really.
Absolutely.
To be able to persevere with
it. And I've been lucky enough that I get a good response from the paintings and stuff. So that helps really and keeps you encouraged and going, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So the exhibition begins tonight in the Doorway Gallery. Is it by invitation only?
No. It's open. It's open tonight for anyone who's in the past. I've got Sophie Gorman, who's an arts commentator and critic. She's opening it. So she'll be making a speech around 6:30, 7:15.
Right, okay.
And then it'll run. So it's officially open at about 6:00. But the show is up at the moment. So if there's anyone in town passing, they can go in.
Oh, right, yeah. So you can go into it. You can view the paintings today. So you don't have to wait until 6:00 tonight. Yeah, great stuff.
No. If anyone's passing, they can drop in, you know.
Okay, great. Okay, Ken, so the exhibition runs until the 30th of October, and then you mentioned it's going somewhere else. Where is it going?
It's going over to London then.
And what?
For, I think, about a week or 2 weeks. I think the Doorway Gallery have organised a pop-up gallery in one of the busy streets in London. I think it's Bond Street, I think it is. And so they're just going to open up a shop for about a week, week and a half.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of buyers, a lot of collectors that I have in London.
Right, okay.
And probably be interested in going down.
Yeah, and will you have to put an appearance over there yourself in London?
No, I won't go over. I think it's a couple of paintings from that show that's on 90 Degrees in View, and then there'll be other paintings by other artists as well.
Okay. Right, Kent. Okay, so listen, I know you're in a hurry. You've got to get up to Dublin and get stuff organised. And so thanks for taking the call. And listen, I'm really going to hope to try and get over and have a look at the exhibition myself in the next while. So I'm looking forward to it because I liked what I saw on the website.
Brilliant, Pat.
So listen, the best of luck with it and keep it going, as the fella says. And I hope you sell everything out.
Brilliant.
Thanks a lot. Pat. Thanks, Ken. Goodbye. Bye.
Cheers, all the best.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ken Brown there is a painter, and his exhibition is beginning in the Doorway Gallery, officially launched at 6:30 in the Doorway Gallery in South Frederick Street tonight, and it's running from the 2nd of October, which is today, right until the 30th of October. And it's called 90 Degrees in View.